Going to turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. And pick up from where Gary was leading the service on Christmas Day. Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. And that's on page 966. And we read, on coming to the house, they, that is the wise men, saw the child with his mother Mary. And they bowed down and worshipped him, and they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. And all the way through this chapter, Mary is identified as the mother of this child. His mother, Mary. And it was an exciting time. There were visitors, there were gifts. It was a cause of much celebration. So what child is this? As well as being the child of Mary, we find that he is a child refugee. And returning to Matthew chapter 2, and verse 13, we read the following. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took up the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. And when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. So even before Jesus had uttered a word, he faced persecution, and he and his family had to flee into Egypt as a child refugee. And our next song picks up that theme. This child secretly comes in the night, this child hiding a heavenly light, this child coming to us like a stranger, this heavenly child. So this thought of Jesus being a child refugee is very prescient at these times. I was watching the news last night, I don't know if you were, all these small ships, small boats trying to get across to this country, and I read that between in this 3 month period up to September, 799 individual child refugees tried to come in to this country through various means. And it stirs up a lot of tension, a lot of ill feeling, and we perhaps wonder what it is we can do. But Anne's got an update for us on the Abide project, which has been a really positive step forward to the refugee situation. Thank you. So, child of Mary, child refugee, child of God, this is Christ the King. Child of God, Jesus is Lord. Let's read a little bit more of Matthew chapter 2. We read, after Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to take the child's life are dead. So he got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judah in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. Child of God, we see, don't we, how God took care of his son. We see how prophecies that had been made about this child were fulfilled. We see these warnings in dreams and the messages of angels to ensure that Jesus was in exactly the right place at the right time to do those things for which God had sent him. So why then did Jesus come? I've got a few items in my bag here which I might need some help with to try and illustrate what it was that Jesus was doing. Now, I am just looking for that one. Right, so Joel, can you come and hold something, please? Thank you. And what have you got?
A photo.
It is a photo. Do you recognise any of those people in the photo?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you turn around. No one else is going to recognise them in the photo except James. Do you know who that is? Yes, it's you. And whose beard were you pulling? It's your granddad. So if you just hold that one there. So I brought you a photo of my dad. Okay, never mind the small child pulling his beard. It's a picture of my dad. You see, Jesus came into the world to show us his father, to show us what his father is like, and to reveal the Father to us. So, did a good job there. Keep holding. Right, who's next? Right, James, you can hold this one. If you hold it this way, you could read the sport on the back. Look. So, bit of local news there. Very exciting. Jesus came to spread the good news. The good news of God's love. That although we are sinners, that we could be forgiven. So, another reason Jesus came. He came to show us the Father. He came to spread the good news. Now, anybody else got muscles? They've all disappeared to the back. Have you got any muscles, Toby? Maybe not. Dee Dee has. There we go. Excellent. There we go. What would Dee Dee like? Now, last week there were some very suspicious looking cuddly toys, which claimed to be sheep. But actually, it's an actual sheep, John. There we go. You can make up a name. So Jesus came to show us the Father. He came to tell us the good news, and he came to find the lost sheep. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came for the sick. He came for the sinners. He came for the weak. He came for the lowly. He came for the least of all. He came to show us the Father. Is that interesting?
Yeah.
He came to tell us the good news. He came to seek and save the lost. Right. I think we're going to avail myself of other people's other hands. So this would be useful in the driving theory test, wouldn't it? Do you know what that sign means, Joel?
No.
Well, you're not going to pass your driving theory test, are you?
Down.
Pardon?
Down.
It means down. Do you want to get a bit of help? Ivan, what would you... It's one way. Okay, so we've got a one-way sign there. And Jesus came to show us the way to heaven. In fact, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. He came to show us the Father, came to show us the way to heaven, came to tell us the good news. This is something you've never seen and never used. It's called a brush. There we go. What do we do with a brush apart from take Joel's eye out? Perhaps we hold the brush down. We sweep things away. And Jesus came to take away our sins. The Psalms tells us that he has taken our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's how far he has taken our sins from us. And doing such a good job there, Dee. Got all the best things for you. I've stolen this from Lucy's box of toys there. What have you got there?
I don't know.
You don't know? No, I think it's a little plastic egg, and it's really cool because if you take the lid off, there's a little chicky inside, which makes a squeaky noise. It's like your best day ever, isn't it? It really is. And it won't be long. I expect some of the shops already have got their Easter eggs out. Jesus came to give new life. The old life of sin is gone. The new eternal life has come. And I don't know if anybody's got one more spare hand. Oh, that's very good. By the way, all these items do have to be returned at the end. Although James can keep the brush, he might find it useful. So let's just recap where we're up to. Jesus came to show us the Father. He came to show us the way to heaven, to tell us the good news, and to take away our sin, to seek and save the lost and give them new life. And is Joel quite reliable? Yeah. Okay. To share the riches of heaven. Just hold this up. We'll just keep it in public eye. Look, there we go. No, he doesn't get it at the end. It's all right. Especially as I took it out of your money box. So, he came to share the riches of heaven with us. With sinners like me. Sinners like you. And in fact, some people take the letters in the word grace and use them to spell out the phrase God's riches at Christ's expense. He paid the price for our sin so that we could enjoy a share of his inheritance in heaven. So, you've done a great job. If you would like to put that back in the bag and take something from my box there. Did if you want to keep either of those items, they're very nice. But, you can get something from there. Thank you very much. So Jesus, the child of God, he came to show us the Father. He came to show us the way to heaven, to seek and save the lost, to take away our sins, to give us new life and share the riches of heaven. So before we close, we've answered the question. We've answered the question, what child is this? But who is he to you? Who is he to me? He came to show us his Father. He came to show us his love. He came to take our sins away and lead us into heaven and a share in his heavenly riches. But before we end 2018, before we end this service, I really wanted to stop and give you time to think about whether he has done those things for you, whether you have a share in the salvation that Jesus has brought. Because I know very well it's possible to sit through many services, it's possible to sing many Christian songs without change ever really happening on the inside. So I'm going to read to you now from this book. It's called I Believe in Jesus. It's got some beautiful illustrations which you can't see, but some beautiful words which are here for you. And I don't know, this might be the last opportunity I have to preach. I don't know, this might be the last opportunity you have to hear. So this is what God wants you to hear today. God's Son, Jesus, came to earth to take the punishment for us. Jesus is one of the three persons who are God, and Jesus was willing to come down from heaven to become a real human like we are, and to be punished for our sins. Jesus came to earth as a baby. He was born to Mary and Joseph in a town called Bethlehem. He was born to die for us. Jesus grew up in a town called Nazareth. He preached about God and God's will. Everywhere Jesus went, he did miracles. He never thought, said, or did anything wrong. He never once displeased God, and he never sinned, not even once. He did everything right all through his life, and God was totally pleased with him. Jesus, unlike me, is perfect. He didn't deserve to be punished, but he died on the cross to take upon himself the punishment that sinners deserve, even though he had never even had one bad thought or said one mean word. He was punished as if he had done the worst sins anyone could ever do. Because he was given the punishment sinners deserve, God can now treat forgiven sinners as if they lived Jesus' perfect life. And to complete his plan, God raised Jesus from the dead in 3 days. And soon after that, Jesus went back to heaven. The best thing about being forgiven is that we don't have to be punished. Someday we can go to the amazing and wonderful place called heaven. This is a place where everyone is good, happy, loved, and peaceful forever. And you may be thinking, how can God forgive me like that? Do I have to do something? Will it take a long time for God to forgive me? Do I have to be older? Listen. God can forgive you right now so that you can have a place in heaven. It's his gift. He offers it to you. Would you like God to forgive you so that someday you can live with him in heaven? Well, there are two words in the Bible that tell you how this gift can be yours. The first word is believe. Believe that Jesus alone could die for you, and that he died so that God can forgive you for all the bad things you do. Believe that his dying was enough to pay for all your sins. Believe that he came back to life. The second word is receive. Receive Jesus as your Savior, the perfect one who was punished on the cross for the things sinful people do. That means telling him you are sorry for the bad things you do. It means thanking him for dying for sinners like you on the cross. It means telling him that someday you want to live with him in heaven, with all the forgiven people. Receiving Jesus means telling him you want his special gift. You want him to forgive you right now. Bow your head, tell Jesus that you believe in him and what he did. Tell him that you want to receive him as your own Saviour. Ask Jesus to forgive you for the times when you disobey, for the times when you are unkind and selfish, for everything you do that makes him unhappy. And if you ask honestly, you can trust God to forgive you. And you can keep trusting him from now on. You show that you accept God's forgiveness by being baptized and obeying his word. Jesus will be your friend forever. And someday he will take you to heaven to live with our amazing God. Let's just be still and quiet.